This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody. Masechta Chagiga, Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. We just said that for the laws of Chulin, you do not need to have kavana when you wash your hands or you go to the mikvah. In other words, the Gemara said, Amar of Nachman, Lekasha, Kan Lechulin, Kan Lemaiser, and when it comes to Bein Neskavein, Bein Loin Neskavein, Yadav Tahoros, the Gemara says that's referring to Chulin. So for Chulin, you don't have to have Kavana. Says the Gemara, Umina Temra, the Chulin, Loi Boi Kavana. How do we know that Chulin does not need Kavana? How do I know Chulin doesn't need Kavana? The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvais. Now there's an interesting halacha. Typically, a rainwater you need 40 sa. However, a mayan, spring water, you do not need 40 sa. Furthermore, rainwater is only metaher be'ashboiren if it's stationary. Spring water could be toival even if it's on the move. Now, ocean water is considered like spring water. So it could be metaher even if it's on the move. The question is, what if you have a wave that becomes sort of disattached from the main body of the water? So now it's water on the move. So which is okay because it comes from an ocean, but since it's no longer attached to the main body, it still has, we're going to say it still needs 40 sa. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Gal shenidlash, a wave that became disattached. Ubay arboim sa. And it has 40 sa. V'nafal ala adam, and it falls on a person, v'ala kelim, or on utensils. Tahirin, they're tahar. So either it fell on a person or utensils. Katani adam dum yadakelim. It taught that it fell on a person similar to the case where it fell on kelim. Ma kelim deloy mechavne. Just like the kelim, there's no kavana involved. It just fell on the kelim. The kelim have no kavana. Af adam deloy mechavin. So too in the case where it fell on a person, the person wasn't mechavin. And so we see that at least for chulin, you don't need kavana.
Why by kelim, you could say that the person dumping the keli into the body of water, pouring the water, had kavana.
So, but think about the case. The case is where the wave just disattached from the ocean by itself and it just fell on the kli without any human intervention. So, by the case of kelim, there was no kavana. So, just like the case of kelim, there was no kavana. The case of adam, there's also no kavana also. So Rashi, okay. So Gemara says, "Umemai, how do we know the case of Kalim is there's no kavana? Duma biyoshev umetzapa emasa yitlash hagalas kinon. Maybe we're talking about a person who is watching this, and he sees this big wave, and he says, you know, this is going to be a whopper of a wave. Maybe it will actually disattach. Maybe it will come toward me and fall on me. So in that case, by Adam, there was kavana. So then you could say by the same token, kelim. Says Gemara, Dilma, maybe, umemai, how do you know the case is no kavana? Dilma, maybe, b'yoyshev umetzapa, you're sitting and anticipating, a masa yitlash hagal. When will the wave become uprooted? Askina, that's what we're talking about. B'kelim dum yada Adam. And the case of kelim is similar to man. Ma adam debar kavana. Just like the case of man, it's talking about where it's capable of having kavana. Av kelim de mechavin lehu. Maybe by the case of kelim, it's also where you have kavana. So Gemara says, v'chiteman, if you're going to say, b'yoyshev u'metzape, where the person is sitting and waiting for the wave to fall on him, my Lememra, what's the chiddush then? Then of course it's a valid tefillah. Because after all, it's 40 sa, and you had kavana. Says the Gemara, sakadaita chamina, because I would have thought, ligzar dilma asui lemitval bechardalis shal geshamim. That if we're going to allow you to be toivel in this wave, you might come to be toivel in a torrent of rain. A torrent of rain sliding down a mountain. So the halacha is, even if it's a total of 40 sa, but since it's on an incline, so we consider each drop as if it's not attached to the other, and it's not considered a valid tefillah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, chardalas, sheshoy tefes v'yoredes makam gavaya. It's dripping down and going down from a high place, v'yeshba arbam sa, and it has 40 sa, v'hatoivel ba, and one who's toivel in it, lo yolso lo tefillah, the tefillah doesn't help, mishum demakam katferes hu, because the place of this waterfall, hu makam zakuf yoyser midai, is too erect, umem sa shabai, and it's 40 sa, ena b'makam echad, is not in one place, so tnan, hanitzak, an attachment, v'hakatferes, enoi chibor, is not an attachment. V'yafim enoi katferes, nami ein toivlim bai. Even if it's not a katferes, you also are not toivel in it. Lefi she'ein me geshamim metarim derech zechilasan. Because the rainwater is not metaher while it flows, ad she'yu nekavim derech hashbaren. We have a rule that by rainwater, it's not metaher as it flows until it's gathered in one place. Right? That's a rule that we mentioned earlier. By rainwater, rainwater has only metaher be'ashboiren. Ashboiren means when it's gathered into one place. We learned in a Brayis in Taras Koyanim, you would think that just like a spring is metaher while it's flowing, so to a mikvah, you would think it could be metaher when it's flowing. Talmud Loimer, no, only a mayon ubar, mikveh mayim is tahar. Mayin is matar bezoichlin, and a mikvah has to be stationary. So you might think that you can't be toivel in a wave, even if you have kavana, because you might think you should make a gzera to what is called chardalis shel geshamim, a torrent of rain. Inami, or another interesting halacha, nigzar rishon atu kipet, Russian atu kipen. I would think we should make a gzera that if you're that we should not allow you to be toivel in the wave, because you might come to be toivel in the arch. That means like this. This halacha, that if a wave falls on you, it's metaher, that's only if it falls on you while you're on the ground. Because the halacha is a mikvah or a mayan, only works with water on the ground. But the water in the arch in mid-air, if you were to jump into mid-air or throw a kli into the middle of the water, it would not be effective. So you would think, the same way the keep in the arch is not effective, I would think the head of the water, which is on the floor, should also not be affected. Kamash malan, the chiddush is the loy gazrinan, that we don't make this decree, but we don't have any proof. But we don't have any proof that in fact you don't need kavana for tevila. So the Gemara says, Uminat Tamra Dulai Mat Bilan. How do I know that we're not toivel in Bikipin, in the arch? How do I know we're not toivel in the arch? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Mat Bilan Barash, and you can only be toivel in the head of the wave, in Mat Bilan Bikipin, but we're not toivel in the arch. Lefisha in Mat Bilan Ba'avir, we're not toivel in midair. So therefore, we're still left with a question. How do I know that you don't need kavana for chulin? Don't say it's from the case of gal shenitlash, because maybe in that case the person was anticipating it coming. Says the Gemara, elamehad etznan. We learned in a Mishnah. Okay, I'm just gonna mute because there's some background noise. Okay.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Says the Gemara, minat tamra. That which we learned in the Mishnah. Peros shenaflu l'toich amas hamayim. Fruits that fell into a little stream of water. Upashat mi sheyadav tameyos. And someone whose hands are tamei stretched out their hands. Vinatlan, and they washed their hands. So basically, a fruit fell into the water, and you stretched out your hand to get them. So your hands are tar, yadav tahirais. So here, even though you weren't mechavin to clean your hands, you're just mechavin to get the fruits. Upeirais enon b'chiyutan. However, the fruits are not under the category of v'chiyutan. What does this mean? Halacha is that for fruits to be mekabel tuma, they have to become moist. But the pasuk says ki yutan. The only thing is it's spelled yud taf nun, which is red yitain, which means that when something gets wet, it has to be similar. It only, even though it says yutan, it gets wet. It's only machsher lekabel tuma if it's similar to yitain, where you put it intentionally where you intentionally got it wet. In other words, where it got wet, it has to be similar to where you got it wet. Meaning, if it got wet, it, at the very least, it has to be your nicha that it got wet. Otherwise, it's not hokshel kabal tuma. So the halacha is, if the fruits fell into the river and you stuck your hands in to get them, your hands are tahar. So we see off the bat that for chulin, you don't need kavana. However, the fruits are not hosher lekabel tuma because there was no nichusa that they should get wet. They just fell into the river. But if you stuck your hands in to rinse your hands off, yadav tahar, your hands are tahar. Again, because you don't need kavana for chulin. But here, your nichale, that your hands are wet, and your nicha, that the fruit is wet, because the fruit being wet is what is why you decided to rinse off your hands. So harehin b'chiyutan. So now it does fit the category of chiyutan. Rashi says, v'im b'shol sheyidcho yadav, if you stuck your hands in to rinse your hands, niskavein lito peirois, if to rinse off your hands you had in mind to take the fruits, so it's in b'chiyutan, and it's mekabel tuma. Because since you had a mind to rinse your hands, your megala das, that your nichale, that the fruits fell into the river. Because the fruits falling into the river allows you to clean your hands. The question that Achroinim raise is, how does the fact that you're happy the fruits fell into the river, how does the fact that you want to rinse your hands show that your nicha, that the fruits fell into the river? You could rinse your hands in a river without fruits falling into it. So how does the fact that you're happy to rinse your hands show that your nicha, that the fruits fell in? But be it as it may, we see that for chulin, you don't need kavana. So that's the raya. The raya is fruits that fell into a channel of water and you stuck your hands in and you wash them without any kavana, your hands become tahar. This is the raya, that netila for chulin does not need kavana. Eisvei Rabba l'Rav Nachman. Rabba asked Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman was the one who said that for chulin you don't need kavana. The Mishnah says, Hatoyva l'chulin, one who immersed his hands, or one who went to the mikvah for chulin. V'huchzuk l'chulin, intending for chulin, aser l'maser, he's still aser to partake of maser. But that implies huchsuk in, only if you're mechavin for chulin, it works for chulin. Loy huchsuk, but if you were not mechavin for chulin, then it doesn't work for chulin. So this is a raya that you have to have kavana for chulin. Says Gemara, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Hachi kamar. Af agav shehuchsuk l'chulin, asur l'maiser. What it means, hatoyva l'chulin, v'huchsuk l'chulin, you're asur l'maiser. It doesn't mean that if you were not mechavin for chulin, it doesn't work for chulin. It means even though you were mechavin for chulin, it does not work for meiser. Eisvei, taval v'loy huchsuk ki'ilu loy taval. If someone went to the mikvah without kavana, it's like you didn't go to the mikvah. My lav ki'ilu loy taval klal, doesn't that mean it's like you didn't go to the mikvah at all? Loy, no, ki'ilu loy taval ameiser. When it says if you went to the mikvah and you did not have kavana, it's like you didn't go to the mikvah. It's like you didn't go to the mikvah for meiser, but it is like you went to the mikvah for chulin. Avol tava lechulinu, but it is like you went to the mikvah for chulin. Now, savar dachi kamachile. He thought, when Rabba asked this question to Rav Nachman, he thought Rav Nachman was just pushing him off. Nafak, but so Rabba went out. Duck, he inferred. V'ashkach, and he found the Tanya Toval He found that this is not just the pushuf, this is an actual correct reading of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, a new halacha. Taval v'ala, if you went to the mikvah and you came up, so you went to the mikvah, and then after you're out of the mikvah, machzik atzmai l'chom asheritza, you could be mechavein that your tevila should help for any level of tara. An interesting halacha, that if you went to the mikvah and you came out of the mikvah, even though the Mishnah says that you need to be mechavein what you're metaher for, right? The Mishnah says that if you went to the mikvah and you're mechavein for A, it only works for A and not for B. But if you went to the mikvah and you didn't have anything in mind, and then you had a mindset after you came out, it works. So taval va'ala, machzik atzmei l'chom asheritza, you can have in mind whatever you want. Now Tosfos says a chiddush. Tosfos says it's talking about where you went to the mikvah and you're still wet. And many gersois say explicitly, if you went to the mikvah and you're still wet, so the effects of the mikvah are still seen on you, you can be mechavin that the tefillah should help for anything. Now the Shagasariya says, even though this halacha is only din derabanan, but the Shagasari says the rationale of this halacha may be breira. The guy went to the mikvah. He was not mechavin anything specifically. When he comes out, he could retroactively decide what the tefillah was intended for. Okay, so we're going to challenge this halacha. Meisvei oidehu ragloi achas b'mayim. If you have one foot still in the water, hochsuk ledavar kal, and you had in mind that it should work for a lenient tuma, machzik atzmei ledavar chamor, but you could have your kavana that it should work even for a higher level of tuma, even for a chamor dikazach. Allah, but once you came out of the mikvah, shaveinoi machzik, you cannot be mechavin anything anymore. It's only if you have a leg in the water and you had something in mind, you could have in mind something chamor. But Allah, if you came out, shaveinoi machzik, my laveinoi machzik klal, doesn't it mean you can't change your mind at all? Loi. It means like this. Oideyu, if you're still in the mikvah, afal pisha huchsuk, even though you intended for one thing, machzik, you could intend for something else. Allah, if you came out, imloi huchsuk, if you didn't intend for anything, machzik, you could have intention. But v'yem huchsuk, but if you had a specific intention, then enoi machzik, you can't change it. So we're saying as follows. It doesn't mean that when you come out, you can't change your mind. If you're in the mikvah, then even if you had in mind some one kind of tahara, you could change it. But if you came out, if you didn't have anything in mind, you could supply a kavana. But if you had something in mind and you're out, you can't change it. Now, the Gemara has a shaila. Man tana oideo raglay achas b'mayim. Who is the tana that if you have one leg in the water, you could change your mind? Rashi says, who's the tana that holds? Because you're still in the water, it's like the beginning of the tefillah, and even though you had something in mind, you could change it. Because we just said, if you're still in the water, you could change your kavana. Who holds this way? Amara Pedas Rabbi Huda. It's Rabbi Huda, the Tanya, mikvah shenimdad. If you have a mikvah that was measured, v'yesh boy arbaim sa', and you have 40 sa' in the mikvah, so you have a precise mikvah, it's exactly 40 sa'. Now, in a precise mikvah, if somebody goes in a precise mikvah, 40 sa', when he comes out, he's going to be carrying a little bit of water with him, and then the mikvah is done. The mikvah doesn't have 40 sa anymore. So mikvah shenim, that a mikvah that's measured, v'yishvar abam sa, mechuvenes, and it has exactly 40 sa, v'yardu shnayim, and two people go down, v'tavlu zachar zeh, and they're toivah one after the other, harishayin tahar, the first one is tahar, v'hasheni tamei, and the second one is tamei. The rishayin is tahar because he went into a kasher mikvah. The second one is tamei because the first one took out a little water and there's no water, you don't have 40 sa left. But Amar Rav Yehuda, if the first guy's feet were still in the water, so whatever water is on his body is still considered attached to the water. Meaning Rav Yehuda says, the first guy who's definitely causing some of the water to go out, if his leg is still in the mikvah, that renders an attachment to all the water that's in his hair on his body back into the mikvah. So if the first guy's foot is still in the mikvah, so the second guy who's toivo is being toivo in a good mikvah. Because even though technically it doesn't have 40 sa anymore, but whatever little water is on the first guy is still attached to the mikvah. So Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that once the guy's leg is in the mikvah, it's like you're still in the mikvah. It's like he never came out. So likewise, the din, that if you have a leg in the water, you could change your kavana, is going according to Rabbi Huda, that when you have a leg in the water, it's like you're still in the mikvah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, Machloikes b'malos Rabbanan. This machloikes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, whether a leg in the water will allow the water still to be good, is by Milos Rabbanan. Meaning, if you're going into the mikvah for a din d'rabbanan, like an oinein or a mechusar kippurim, where you're not a tamei midaraisa, then Rabbi Huda holds for a tumah d'rabbanan, the water is still considered attached. Avo mitumah l'tahara, but to render you completely tahar, divrei yakoel af hasheni tamei, then Rabbi Huda would agree that the second guy is tamei, and this concept of your foot in the mikvah does not create an attachment. V'hainu d'Rabbi Padas, this is in accordance with Rabbi Padas, who says you could change your kavana with a foot in the water, who says this goes according to Rabbi Huda and not like the Rabbanon. That means according to the Rabbanon, even by a Drabbanon, which, what's a Drabbanon? The Drabbanon is whether you're mechavin for one thing, whether it helps for the other. The Gemara said earlier that Rabbi Padas said it only works out according to Rabbi Huda, but not the Rabbanon, because even the Rabbanon would agree that even by dinei de Rabbanon, a foot in the water does not help. But Ika da Amri, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Machloikis mitumah l'tahara. Some say that Rav Nachman said the name Rabba Bar Avua. They argue even by the Iraisa, but by the Rabbanon, Zmaus de Rabbanon, de Rei HaKoel. Everybody would agree a foot in the water helps. Af Hasheni Tahar. Everybody would agree by the Rabbanans that the second person would be tar. And this is against Rabbi Padas, because Rabbi Padas said that the Chachamim say that it doesn't apply to Huchzuk for one kind of Tara, it doesn't work for the other, even though it's a Din Drabbanon, Upligid Rabbi Padas. This argues on the Din of Rabbi Padas. Amar Ula, Boi Mine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Huda. Actually, Amar Ula Ula said, Boi minei me Rabbi Yochanan. I asked from Rabbi Yochanan. The Bach says, Boi minei. I asked from Rabbi Yochanan. Le Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, that a foot in the water makes it, that whatever water is on the is on this guy's head is like it's in the mikvah. Which is basically, for all you sukkah people out there,
All participants are unmuted.
For all you sukkah people out there, if you remember, there's something called good aches, where something that is up is considered that it goes all the way down. So according to Rabbi Huda, that if a guy has water on his head, it's considered like it's in the mikvah, because it goes, whatever water has been removed is considered like it's still attached to the mikvah. What about to be toivel needles? Mahu lahat b'machten, to be toivel needles, v'tzinoiriyos, and spinning forks, b'roisho sharishon, on the head of the first guy. Let's think about it. The guy who, the first guy went into a mikvah that's exactly 40 sa, and now he comes out, he has removed some of the water of the mikvah, it's now on his head. So could you be toivel some small metal kalim in the water on this guy's head? do we say good? Asik, that the water in the mikvah goes up, and it's like you're toivo something in 40 sa.
But the needles have to be fully submerged, correct?
Yeah, the needle would be fully submerged in a puddle on his head. So, the question is, can that work? So Gemara says, very good achis isle Rabbi Huda. We know Rabbi Huda says the water is considered like it goes down. But good asik lesle, do we say, but he does not hold that the water goes up, that the water in the mikvah is considered like it's attached to the water on its head, and it's like you're being toivel the metal kalim in 40 sa. Oidilma good asik nami isle. Maybe Rabbi Huda holds of good asik as well. What?
So it's not in the water?
No, basically, the guy went into a mikvah exactly at 40 sa. He came out with one leg in the water, and he has a little bit of a puddle on his head, and now you want to be toivel the needle and the puddle on his head. So if the water in the mikvah is considered attached to the water on his head, so you're in essence being toivel a needle in 40 sa. Does Rabbi Huda hold of good asik, that the water in the mikvah is considered like it goes up and is attached to the water on his head? This is the Shaila Ula said, I asked him Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Tenisua, we learned it in a Mishnah, in Etosefta in Mikvais, Shalosh Gemamiyais, three holes, Benachal in a valley. Basically, you have a slope of a mountain, and there are three pools in the slope. Hoel Yoina, Hatachtoina Vamsas. Hoel Yoina Vatachtoina Shal Esrim Sa. The top hole and the bottom hole have 20 Sa. Vamsas Shal Arbam Sa. And the middle one is 40 Sa. Vachardula Shal Gushamai Varasbenam. And you have a stream of water passing from one to the next. So you have a continuous stream. The top mikvah, the bottom mikvah doesn't have 40 Sa. The middle mikvah has 40 Sa. So if you're going to say good asik, if you're going to say good achis, that the water goes down, so the mikvah of 40 sa in the middle will be machshir the mikvah below of 20 sa. But it will not be machshir the one above it if you don't say good asik. But if you say good asik, then even the one on top will be good. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir hoya oimer, mat bilbel yoyner, you could even be toivel on the top one. So we see Rabbi Huda holds that we say good asik, and the water even goes up. All right, friends, we're going to hold it over here.
Why can't you do it both? Why can't you say good asik and good asik?
You could. Typically, good asik is a bigger chiddush than good achis. So if he's saying you could use the top one, that means you for sure could use the bottom one, because the bottom one, we say the middle one connects to the bottom one through good achis. But the chiddush is, we could even say the middle one connects to the top one through good asik. It's a bigger chiddush to say good asik. So here we're proving Rabbi Huda even holds of good asik by the fact that he's machshir the top hole. All right, friends?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, stay safe, stay well. Bracha l'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.